316 says I just whipped your ass.
Hulkamania is over.
Everybody's got a price for the $1 million man.
Jesse the Body Ventura.
I'm Johnny B. Van, the bad man of World Championship Wrestling.
When I first came to the WWE, women's wrestling was a joke. And I proceeded to single-handedly change everything.
At SummerSlam, I will be there for one reason, and one reason only. To see that justice is served.
And hello, everybody. You are listening to Ring the Bell Radio, a wrestling podcast. JD here. King, how you doing over there? You're looking magnanimous.
Of course I am, because that's an everyday occurrence for me. I mean, even though the people come here to listen to the King, they can always know, safe in that knowledge, that I look that good in real life as well.
And you people were missing out. Only if we were doing a video cast right now, you should see how great the King looks.
Yeah.
You know, you're looking healthier. You're looking great. I mean, if you've been working out, King, you're looking good.
I'm always working out. But the problem is, when you get to perfection, what's left? This guy is what's left.
Well, he just asked what's left, and I'll tell you what's left. It's our one, the only, our spiritual leader in all of wrestling talk radio, our Rabbi Barris. How you doing, Rabbis?
What is going on, gentlemen?
Hey, you know what? You're here. You're doing great. You also look good.
I always look good.
Yeah, and you know what? Hey, King, you know what? There's something I just thought of.
You're the ugly one out of the bunch?
Yeah, yes, I'm the ugly one out of the bunch. We'll go with that, okay. And you know what? Hey, I'm going to pantomime something to you right now. Too bad you audience, too bad you couldn't see that.
Yeah. So.
But
it would have looked better if I would have done it.
Oh, yeah, of course. The King always says everything will look better if he did it.
Just talking truth.
Because he's the King.
Keeping it real. Keeping it real, talking the truth.
Oh, by the way, King, did you see that photo of the vicious Vicky I sent you?
Yes, I did. I believe I'm going to say this to Vicky. Vicky, I love the outfit idea. I've never thought about using two pieces of duct tape like that. Because that's pretty much all it was.
I was just going to say, what outfit, Logan? Here. If the Barris doesn't know what I'm talking about, here, I'll share this on our screen here. Okay.
Yeah, I do not.
Okay. Let me see here. I'm going to put this on our studio screen. Okay. And the Barris could see what we're talking about. Do you see it, Barris?
Sweet Jeebus.
Yeah. I thought from a distance earlier, because I didn't have my glasses on, I thought she was holding, I had two pieces of duct tape stuck over her. And then I put my glasses on later on. I looked at it and I was like, is that a scarf? Like, what is that? I don't know. But I look like a creeper because I'm looking like really close to my phone with my glasses on at like this, you know, attractive young lady that doesn't really have any clothes on. I look like a total creeper. And my wife laughed at me.
Oh, but hey, we got to be respectful to Vicky because we like her. She's 100% a fantastic wrestler and she's good people. We have to agree with that. Yeah,
and love to have you back sometime, Vicky. Love talking to you last time.
And you know what? I think we're going to put a message out to Vicky that, hey, let's see if she wants to come on again, right?
And see if we can talk about this photo, young lady.
Oh, yes. You know what? When she comes back on, we're going to put that photo up and be like, please explain this photograph.
Yeah, explain this photo in details. We need lots of details.
Calm down, Barris. Calm down.
Well, no, this kind of ties in with something I've had on my mind.
Okay. So okay. You know what?
Actually, a segue.
That's something I wanted to ask you is Logan and I were talking that since you don't give us really any spiritual wisdom anymore, and I know that's by design because you don't want to give the people too much. So we're going to do something here every once in a while. What does Barris think? And the reason is, and correct me if I'm wrong, Barris, the what does Barris think segment is Barris is going to tell us whatever's on his mind in the world of professional wrestling, whether it be TNA, Independence, Vicious Vicky, AEW, WWE, so on and so forth. He's going to give us an opinion on something and he's going to explain it, correct?
For every show going on, this one is going to be different, though.
Okay, I'll give you the floor. Go ahead, Barris.
All right. So what Rabbi is thinking is the letter from Anonymous on the last show.
Okay.
And that kind of took me by surprise. I just kind of sat there and, you know, we all laughed it off. But those are mainly, majorly, friends of mine. So I like their picture. So they know that Rabbi is supporting them. And whoever this was cried like a little baby and then was scared his wife was gonna make him cry like a baby again. And so when you look at Rabbi Barris's social medias, Rabbi Barris is also a DJ and a promoter. Right. So this is what Rabbi does. So to save Anonymous the trouble of getting in trouble with his wife, he may unfollow me because I did stop for about a good, 2 weeks now, liking all kinds of stuff.
I
slowed down, but I've been getting messages be like, hey, what, you don't like me no more? Are we friends? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to like the hell out of everything I can and get this person Anonymous in so much trouble.
Aww.
Just to do it. Because that is the Rabbi way.
In true Rabbi fashion.
Yep.
So basically what you did is you just explained the last viewer email to you.
Yes.
Okay.
And
okay.
Where I'm at now.
Okay. And for those of you, and then you can continue if you have anything else, Rabbis. For those of you that don't know what he's talking about, please view our last, or not view, listen, as the king said, listen to our previous episode about where, you know, if you have to look it up, it's about, we talk about AEW Collision, but we read the email that Rabbi Barris is addressing. So go back and give it a listen, and then you'll understand why he's giving this statement today.
Yep. So it's a fair warning. So just know, Anonymous, that a whole bunch of likes are coming and a whole bunch of beautiful women are going to be liked. And you might not like it, which is kind of scary. But you're going to have to deal with it.
So, Logan, what did you, or Barris, what did you want to talk about this evening? SummerSlam? Is that what it was?
Yeah, we got SummerSlam coming up. So, you know, maybe talk a little bit about it.
That is.
See what you guys think.
I know there's only four. Am I wrong that there's only really four set matches on the card right now?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah
really? There's only about four on the card. In fact, it's Reigns versus Jay in the Tribal Combat.
Yep.
Like, okay, Tribal Combat. That's just hilarious.
Tribal Combat.
For some reason, just WWE just don't get it. Asuka versus Bianca Belair versus Charlotte Flair.
Charlotte's your winner right there.
Stop putting Charlotte Flair in three-way matches where she don't belong. Did this with Becky Lynch as well.
Charlotte's going to win that match, I'm telling you right now.
Which means Charlotte would be... Yeah, she'd be the new Universal Women's Champion. Whatever.
She's going to be some sort of champion, but they're going to have her win. That's what I'm saying right now. But okay, continue.
Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor.
Wrong. Try again.
Who's it now?
Seth freaking Rollins.
Oh.
Versus Finn Balor.
Okay. So we'll see if something happens with the the Money in the Bank case there as well.
Yeah.
Cody versus Brock Lesnar.
So, okay. So is that it for right now?
That's it. What's been published on the card. What will be on the card later on is Logan Paul versus Ricochet.
Ah, Jesus.
That's going to be a ping-pong match across the ring.
That's a sleeper match right there.
Ooh, no. No.
No? You don't think?
No.
No, I shouldn't have said that. That's a
Ricochet. Ricochet is one of those wrestlers who can... He's like Bret Hart. He can work it enough by himself to make people look good.
He can have a match with a chair and make it look good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And now Logan Paul is actually a good athlete.
He's a bum.
Regardless of how much of a dick he is. But he's a good athlete, and he like the double air clothesline at the Rumble just proved it right there.
That's something Barris knows about dicks. You know how much of a dick.
Barris is a very polite gentleman. I don't know what you're talking about.
This next match, I'm actually looking forward to because I think it's gonna be. I think they're gonna go wild on it. I think they're gonna be like. A bit more realistic. Ronda Rousey versus Shayna Baszler.
Oh, you know where my heart lies.
I know, but if you watched Raw a couple of weeks ago, Rousey was in the ring and Baszler came in and kind of they fought each other a bit. I tell you what, some of those arm bars and those takedowns, man, they look like they hurt. So I think this is going to be a really good match between those two girls.
I want to go back to that one after you're done real quick.
Okay. So. We got Rhea Ripley versus my girl, Raquel Rodriguez.
Not Ripley. I'm sweet on her. You know that.
The problem is it's too early in her reign, and she's too popular at the moment to drop the belt. So
I don't care. You're getting to see Rhea Ripley.
So, you know, but I'll keep a good eye on that. Trish Stratus
should be good.
Versus Becky Lynch. No interest to seeing this match whatsoever.
No, that's a filler match right there.
No interest at all. And then Gunther versus Drew McIntyre.
That has some merit right there if they do it right.
Yep. I think that's going to be just
that one, two big that guys clobbering each other.
Yeah. That's going to be a true lumberjack match.
Are they going to lumberjack each other? The big guys take down the small guys and they're going to lumberjack them?
Dude, he's going to go to Claymore, kick him, and he's going to chop the shit out of him.
Yep.
Midair.
Yep.
I mean, he hit Riddle, a couple weeks ago with one hell of a chop?
He chopped. I was telling JD about, what'd you call it? Not Mania, the last one that was just on.
Money in the Bank.
I was telling about Riddle's fight there with him. And like, it wasn't a match. It was 18 minutes of Gunther chopping meat because he just beat the shit out of him. But I know exactly the one you're talking about on Raw, the rematch. And Gunther hit him. Oh, my God. Even Mandy, she was on her phone. She looked up and she went, oh. That must have hurt. Yeah.
So Gunther's hot right now.
Oh yeah.
I think. So you said Gunther versus Riddle.
McIntyre.
Oh, McIntyre. Okay. So here's what's going to happen is, and it's for the IC title, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So I'm just going to tell you right now, it's going to be Gunther that wins the match because they're not going to drop the title off of Gunther right now because Gunther is your top mid card guy right now. He's hot.
Yep.
And I think they're just to the point where. Oh, shut up.
You said he's hot.
He's hot. Hey, I'm not ashamed of that. Okay. Hey, I got my wife upstairs. I could say a man. It's a very handsome man. Anyway.
That makes you sound even worse. He's a very handsome man.
He's an Adonis of a man.
He's a man.
Hey, Frank's not here. What are you talking about? Anyway.
That was the most erotic thing I've ever heard.
So anyway, now you know guys know what I meant, that he's hot right now. He's there. He's a heel. He's popular. They're not going to have. You guys got to kiss my ass.
Too funny, man.
Okay, let me rephrase that. He's popular right now.
He's okay. Right now.
He's a top heel right now on the mid card. They're not going to have.
Is he the hottest heel on the mid card?
Hey, screw you. Horseshit.
Is he on fire?
Yes, he is.
Is he hot? Is he hotter than Sexy Drew?
Take your shirt off, Drew. Take your shirt off. I heard you wanted to take my shirt off.
He came out on Raw the one night, and he's like, and I'm sexy. Yeah. And so me and my friend Sean, we've called him Sexy Drew ever since. We're like, hey, look, it's Sexy Drew.
Sexy biscuits.
Biscuits. So they're not going to, getting back to what I was saying. They're not gonna have Gunther drop the title to Biscuits. Okay.
Why are the biscuits cold? They're not.
The biscuits are cold and shriveled up.
They're not hot.
They're not gonna have Gunther drop the title to Drew. Okay. I think they're not quite plateaued with Gunther right now. I think they're riding the wave because they're on something good right now. Okay. But I think they're almost to the point where we got to say, okay, what are we going to do next with Gunther? Cause he's had the title. How long has he had it? Longer than Honky?
The Honky? Not quite yet.
Honky,
that's why he still has
450.
It.
Okay.
I think Gunther's just coming up shy of 400.
Okay, so he's had it for a while. I think they're not going to be, I'm chasing after Honky's record or something like that. But I think they're coming up to the point where we got to find out what's the next step now. You know, or if it's one of those things, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Keep riding this wave as long as you can go. But they're not going to drop the title to Drew at SummerSlam. Gunther's going to be your winner.
I agree, and yeah, I think you're totally spot. I think they'll free match it, so you'll have this first match at SummerSlam. Drew will lose. Second match, Gunther will lose, and then the third match for a pay per view at the end of the year, and maybe the swap then or something.
Yeah.
Right, but I agree. Like Gunther is hot right now.
Yes, he is.
But McIntyre is up there too. I mean, the pop he got for his comeback and the pop he's got every time he's come out now, it you can tell it's, you know, people are warming up to the idea of him.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. Did you guys see the Seth Rollins interview on the Logan Paul podcast? I listened to that this morning. And the first match, I think, is going to end up being Logan Paul and Ricochet, because that same night, Paul's brother is fighting Nate Diaz. So
who's going to win?
He's going to get on a plane for 2 hours and fly to be at that show. So that's going to be the very first match, but I think they're going to be the second one. But I really think at the end of that match, you're going to see Gunther chop him midair in a claymore kick.
Yeah, I can see it as well.
The sweetest things ever.
Yep.
So we all can agree that it's going to be Gunther.
Okay.
What do we think about Logan Paul and Ricochet though?
Yeah, who's good? Let's have Barrett. Oh, sorry. Let's have Barris give us that one. Who's going to be the winner on that one? Who do you think is going to come out?
Logan Paul.
You think they're going to give it to Paul?
Yeah, they got to keep building them.
Yeah.
And Ricochet is the guy to do it.
Yeah. They're not going to give it to Ricochet, because then you've made Logan Paul look on the same level as Ricochet. So how can you now do Logan Paul versus Brock Lesnar? You can't. Everyone's like, Ricochet, you know, imagine that.
So
Lesnar would rip him apart. It'd be great. It'd be like throwing a bear a piece of steak.
So let me just get this straight. So, and I agree with you guys, but I'm just trying to get the path here. Logan Paul is going to beat Ricochet, because if they don't have Logan Paul beat Ricochet, it's not going to elevate. It's going to be lower.
It's going to devalue his
value.
Right now, he has the value of he's a special guest. You don't see him every pay-per-view. You don't see him every Raw or SmackDown. So that gives him a lasting presence. If you make him come back, and every time he comes back, he loses, you've killed the mystique.
Yeah, you know? Okay.
So, you know, he's already took a loss to Reigns. He's already took a loss to Rollins. You know, if you keep him coming back and you keep him losing all the time, yeah, I don't see it. I see Logan Paul walking away from. Oh, it's going to be a good
high-flying
spots. But I think there's no way they're going to devalue Logan Paul like that.
No, I agree with you though, because they're going to keep. They want to keep Paul up on that caliper, that tier.
All right, let's get back to what you wanted to talk about, Rousey Baszler.
Oh, Rousey Baszler. Now, I it pains me to say they're going to give this one to Rousey.
Nope.
You don't think so? No, hear me out here. They're going to give this to Rousey, and this is where, in my mind, they're going to do this old school. So if they have the match, Rousey versus Baszler, they have Rousey win by some sort of suspicious, like, she's the heel, right? Rousey's the heel. Am I correct? Right?
Yeah.
They're I'm just asking you guys.
They're basically tweeners almost.
It's weird.
Okay, so they're tweeners. Okay. But I'm just looking at this that they're going to give Rousey the win on this one. And then in a perfect world, then after SummerSlam, they're just going to build this up with elements. Okay, so they're going to say Rousey beats Baszler. And after that, it'll kind of, you might have something happen on TV, even the next pay-per-view. But then it'll kind of fizzle out where they each wrestler goes their own way, but they're still going to be crossing paths, and it'll build up to a Mania in April. That's just me speculation that I would like to see, that this is where it starts, where it's the Rousey beats Baszler, and then you kind of have a slow build all the way through up until Mania, where that's where the crescendo happens.
The orgasmic crescendo.
Okay. It might not even be Mania. It might be something like the Rumble or something, or the Rumble might reignite it or something. But I really think they're going to give this to Rousey in order to elevate Baszler to chase Rousey again for the rematch. Yes, Barris.
From what I've heard, Rousey is looking to go back to MMA.
I've heard the contrary, though, that she's not looking to do that. So I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying I'm right. But
if they go your way and say they have a brutal match and Rousey wins,
yeah,
the thing I would see happening after would be Baszler beating the ever living hell after the bell. I mean, just leaving her laying.
And so Rousey would win, and then Baszler would post match destroy.
Yeah, I mean, okay. And it would have to be old school NXT brutal, like through tables, whatever, like you're saying, like arm bars looking real. They're not going to do it for real, but I mean, they're going to pull it off.
Yeah, right.
But they would have to make it look so bad that she doesn't come back till Rumble, if she's going to. Like, she'd have to take those months off because of all of that.
Yeah. Or you'd have to forget about it. Something like that, where this match happens. And then, like I said, they each go their own way, whether it be different storylines, but there's still elements of them crossing paths, or it's one of them goes away for a while, and then they reignite it a couple months down the road, like the Rumble or something. Because in hindsight, 2020, the Rumble, you know, when we have SummerSlam, yes, it's August, but when you're thinking of the storyline aspect of it, the Rumble's not that far away.
Yeah.
When you're looking at the big picture.
Yeah. Okay. Or
no, we'll see though. We'll see. Yeah, that's why I'm saying you guys are saying Baszler's going to win. I'm saying Rousey's going to win. So we'll see.
Well, I see what you're saying. Yeah. But if Shayna wins, it'd have to be the same. It would have to be her just annihilating her because you're going to have to promote Shayna.
Yeah.
Because they've done a great job of tearing her down.
I see what you're saying though. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you need her back up.
I'm going to put my two cents in for the storyline aspect for it as well. Doesn't work if Rousey wins.
Okay. Well, explain.
Baszler's whole thing is that she's semi-jealous of Rousey because she helped bring Rousey to the WWE and Rousey went straight to main event status. You know, and it's only recently when she's had no one to fight that she's really bothered doing anything with Shayna Baszler, but Baszler had to work her ass off for years, and Rousey treats this as something that, you know, is a side gig.
It's just a
so that's the concept of the storyline. So having Baszler lose basically just shows the fans that you don't have to put in the time and effort to be a wrestler.
Okay.
Cheapens WWE.
I see where you're coming from. But we'll see what happens. Though,
what I understand as well is Rousey wants to take time off, whether it's to do MMA or do something else, but she wants to take time off and go back to with her baby, basically. I think this is coming to the end of a contract as well.
But you also got to think of this, is WWE is famous for someone wants to take time off, they win on the pay-per-view, and then the next night, whether it's or the next show, whether it's Raw or SmackDown, that's when they come out and all of a sudden they're annihilated and they're taken out and so-and-so is out of action for an undetermined amount of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a variable, different variables that can happen here, but we're going to have to wait and see what happens.
Yeah.
You know? And yes, I know Vince is back in the picture, but, you know, within the last year, this is what I like about that unpredictability now. You know, there still is that. This is what looks like it's going to happen, but you really don't know.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, and Logan, did you know, like, when the announce table gets destroyed, why doesn't the microphones ever get disconnected?
Yeah, because you suck. That's why.
I ruined wrestling for him, Rabbis.
Did.
Why? Did you tell him they were wireless?
No, I told him once. Well, I was over his house a few years ago, Rabbis, and I told him, I'm like, hey, you ever notice when the announce table gets destroyed that the commentators' microphones never go out? And he's like, God damn it, JD.
We were watching a wrestling pay-per-view, and he told me, and I was like, God damn it. Like, damn you.
Anyway, but no, another question with Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler and Barris Rabbis, I know you're sweet on Baszler.
Hell yeah, she's hot.
You might be the only, like, one of four people that think that.
Four million.
Well, I said that, yeah.
Yeah, 4 million.
Meow.
Wow.
She's not as hot as Gunther.
Hey, Gunther's hot. He's an Adonis of a man. Anyway.
Love it.
Hey, everybody knows I got my wife with nice.
Why do you feel the need
to
bring this up all the time? Like, we say something to you that might be considered homosexual in nature, and you're like, hey, I got my wife. My wife's in the other room. You know, I'm married, right? I got a wife.
That's just me. Okay. That's just me. That's why.
Yeah,
I know, but some people in the audience might not know, and I don't want them to get this confused.
I don't want it to get confused.
Sorry.
Don't want to confuse Midget walking in the room.
God, Jason, no.
Oh, you suck.
Hi.
Where was I?
Why?
I don't know. Why, Rabbis? Rabbis, you're supposed to be a holy man.
Yeah. I lost the plot here now. Anyway. Too far.
Where was me anyway? Oh yeah, Baszler and Ronda Rousey.
I love Logan. Logan, he's holding a can of beer as well, waving it around.
Logan, next time I see you, I gotta slap you. Anyway,
Lord. Wow.
Anyway,
why?
Let me ask you this:
I'm so hot.
Jesus Christ!
Slap me, JD. Slap me like I'm your little French maid.
Slap you in a minute. Oh yeah.
You said a little.
Anyway. I'm done, man. I'm done with you guys. That's it. I'm bringing Frank back. Logan's losing it over there. So is the Rabbis audience. Hey, audience, they're over there laughing their arses off right now.
Arses.
Audience. He's over there. The Englishman's over there in his box. Is it still hermetically sealed? I think it is. He's laughing. And the Rabbis is just over there. Like he's dry humping his Howard the Duck plushies or whatever it is. You know, I don't know. I've lost all control. Oh. Anyway, where was I? Shayna Baszler and Ronda Rousey. Rabbis. In a shoot fight. Who would win?
Oh, wow.
Seriously. Yeah. In a shoot. Fight.
I don't know, but I'd want to see it.
Yeah. You think it would be a draw? You think there were no contest, no winner? For real.
I mean, I'd have to say Shayna, but I mean, Ronda's Ronda. So, if she's in the right mental state and everything going in, I mean, it's going to be good, but I mean, unfortunately, I got to say Ronda.
What do you think, King? Shoot fight.
I've got Baszler.
Really?
Simply because Baszler is a hard worker. She's there every week in the ring training as well and being out there and being physical. Rousey doesn't perform as much as she does. Rousey just had a baby. You know, I think Baszler would take her down. It'll be a wicked match to watch, but I think Baszler would do it. Okay. Just because she's more physically in shape, I think. More physically, you know, attuned to the fighting right now.
Right. Okay. No, I was just curious to see what you guys would think, you know, like in an actual shoot fight. So.
Rhea Ripley, Raquel, we know Rhea's going to win, so.
So I know who would actually win in a shoot fight right now.
Oh my God.
Vicious Vicky, Lord. Vicious Vicky right there. That picture keeps reemerging somehow.
Gal.
So anyway.
Gal.
Calm down, King. Calm down, King.
You guys really want Verizon to like yell at me. Jesus.
Yes. Yes, we do. Okay. So what did you say? Rhea Ripley and who?
Raquel Rodriguez.
Rhea Ripley. Because like you said it earlier when you were running through the card, King. And I think Barris agreed with you that they're not going to drop the belt from Rhea Ripley yet.
No,
and she's too hot, which was yes she is. But the popularity of how big of a heel she is, that with Dirty Dom and all that. Right, what did I say before with Gunther? Ride that wave as long as you can.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that, and which is a shame because. They could have held Rodriguez back. They could have redid her character. So she was like NXT Rodriguez, who was basically the female version, built her up over the next year and then dumped her against Ripley. You know, that would have been cool, but no, I think it's too early for her to get the belt anyway. You know, Rhea's just too hot. At the moment, you know, there's no contest.
Which literally,
knowing those metrics, the match is going to seem one-sided to me now, which sucks.
Well, I hope I hope they do give a good match, but I think just to establish the dominance of Ripley, that you're going to see her dictate most of the match. What do you say, Rabs? Like you're gonna see both you guys, they're gonna have her control most of the thing.
Yeah,
it might be a little offense off of Rodriguez, but it's gonna be mostly dominated by
Rhea. Rhea likes to like give more than they tell her to.
I bet she does.
It's been noted that she'll give them more offense and a little more time to shine.
Yeah,
and then initially the agents wanted to. And that was one of the things WWE had to say, like, about her being as good as she is that she does that. She goes out of her way to make the other person look good too.
That's part of doing business. Like, well, that's legitimately a person right there where you've heard of people like DDP, Jake the Snake, so on and so forth, says, I don't care if I win or lose. I'm there to do the job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. If making this person looks, if I make this person look good, elevates them and it also elevates me, then I'm all for it. Yes. And I think that's where Ripley is right now.
Yeah. Cause then she has someone else to work with later.
Yes.
If they do everything right after that. Yeah. That's what they're going to have to do with Raquel.
Do everything right.
Yeah. Funny, that's what they're going to have to do with Raquel.
The funny thing is, okay, you saying that, you know, people who say it's the job, I'll do what I can to put that person over.
Yes.
Do you know who is like the number one in the locker room now who does that for everyone?
The Who's Toxic that? Turtles.
Oh, Jesus.
Apparently it's The Miz.
Yeah.
He's like apparently a solid worker and they come out and say, we want you to make XYZ look good. He will do it. He will do it. No problems. He makes people look great in the ring as well. But yeah, he's apparently the new guy who does that for people. They say, once you get to The Miz, you do a loss from The Miz, then you're on a push to go places, basically. So, you know, good on him. That's what I say.
Yeah.
Hey, not to interrupt, but guess who just sent us a picture?
Who?
Who, I'm going to share it with you right now. That they say they miss us.
Oh, Miss Jenny.
Yep.
Oh my Lord, Miss Jenny. That's not clothing. I don't know what that is. I can't stop looking at it. Hey, Lord,
it's our Jenny. What are we gonna?
That's heart attack number 8 right there. Jeez.
Oh jeez. We know Jenny. We love Jenny, and she should be back soon. Yeah, we all know, not to get off topic, but we all know she's very busy doing her things out in Vegas with her new businesses and promotions, and she will be back. But anyway, okay.
Next one, Trish Stratus, Becky Lynch. I don't really want to talk about this. Stratus is going to lose. Becky will win. There'll be shenanigans.
I think they're going to give Stratus the win.
No, they've already done that to Becky twice now.
That's right, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's going to jump through all those hoops, too, so to get to her. So
do you think this is just a filler match?
This is just capping off the storyline between them two, so Trish can go back to being a part-timer again. You know, but Becky needs to have the win from a storyline perspective.
And it's against Trish.
Yeah.
Someone high up there, notable.
Yeah. She needs that. So, yeah, I don't really know. I don't think it's going to be a great match at all. I love Trish Stratus. I respect what she's done. But ever since she's been back, it's what like watching somebody wooden in the ring.
I'm saying under 5 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It'll be a quick match under 5 minutes.
It'll be a quick filler match.
5 minutes under or under.
But that's all of the run through so far. But I do want to talk about something real quickly.
Well, wait a minute. There was still Cody Rhodes.
Oh, Cody Rhodes. Okay.
Yeah. And Lesnar. Yeah.
See,
I think they're going to have a stipulation match, though. I think there's going to be a stipulation coming up. Because, I mean, it's the third match. So, I mean, they got to do something. It just can't be a regular match.
Yeah, Cody will win it.
I mean, he's probably going to come back out.
No.
I mean, they're probably going to, you know, fight the next, like, week or so. And, I mean, he's going to be like, you beat me up in front of my mom. He's gonna be like dog collar match.
My gut feeling is I'm saying they're gonna give it to Brock. I don't know why. I have no explanation for it, but I'm saying Brock winning.
Nah, Cody's too hot.
I hope I'm wrong. No, I know Cody's too hot, but it's just my instincts telling me it's one two right now.
It's 1-2.
I know
it's 1-1.
I hope I'm wrong. Rhodes. But like again, we'll see at SummerSlam. But I'm saying something's just telling me they're going to give it to Brock.
Finn versus Rollins. What do you think?
Oh man, you cut that off real quick. Is that because you didn't like the answer?
No. Sorry. Go ahead, Rabbi.
Well, no, he said Cody was hot. And I thought that's why you were switching it over.
Yep. Yeah,
no, I was saying, hey, I don't know why. I think they're going to give it to Brock, and then you just change the subject.
Cody Rhodes is hot. As
screw you, Ken.
And in his physical description, you know.
I'm going to request King Longshanks to come on instead of you.
You know, my wife said, you know, what if we went to like Comic-Con one year?
You just ignored it, Rabbit.
And Cody Rhodes was there. And I'd be like, you know what I'd say to Cody Rhodes? I'd be like, listen, you know, when you get married, you always agree on like that one like celebrity that if you ever ran into and they're like, look, let's just have sex, you know, you would totally be cool with your partner doing it, right?
You're my wife's
pick, basically.
You're
then I'm gonna lean in and I'm gonna say, you're my pick too.
That's the most erotic thing I've ever heard.
Yes, it is.
Your wife. Oops, excuse me. I didn't hear her.
Your wife. Why?
Wait a minute. Yelling at you in God voice.
Your wife. I'm going to do this with Sean Connery. Your wife is sweet on Cody Rhodes at the moment. Now, that sucks with the echo. No, your wife is sweet on Cody Rhodes. I will say that. Cody. Like she, yeah. He's a good wrestler.
Yeah, she brought a Cody Rhodes shirt to wear specifically for Mania.
So I remember that. But again, I don't know why. As of today, next week, next show might be different. But as of today, I'm saying something's telling me they're going to give it to Brock. I don't know why. I couldn't tell you. That's just my gut feeling. An audience, you could let us know that, hey, JD, you're full of shit, or I agree with you, or hey, I agree with the King and Rabbis. Just let us know, right? Yeah, we want to know what you think.
Yeah, get a buck your asses and email us. Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on, people.
Brian, we haven't heard from Brian in like 2 years. I hope he's okay. You remember Brian?
He might be waking up from headbutting his counter.
You remember Brian, right, Rabbis? He's the one that called you the rabbi.
Yeah, he named me. He was headbutting his counter because it was chunky peanut butter. So, I mean, he might not be awake right now.
How many years ago did he start calling you Rabbis? That had to be about 3 years ago.
That's when he wanted to clothesline his aunt. Yeah.
About 3-4 years ago? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, 2 rabbies ago.
Yeah, we haven't heard from Brian in a few years. Literally, I think the last time we heard from him, what Rabbis, the shutdown was going on, right?
That's
been about 3 years. Yeah. It's been a while. I hope you're okay, Brian. Let us know. Tell us something. Yep. And while I'm on the topic, sweet preserves. Logan, I think it's been a few years since we've heard from her. Him, her, whoever. And I think the last time we've heard from Sweet Preserves, she was traveling abroad.
I think she was traveling or some such.
She was over there in Europe somewhere, and then both of them just went off the grid.
Who knows?
So I don't know. I hope to hear from we hope to hear from them one day. So all right. So how many matches we have left? One?
Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor.
Wrong.
No.
Seth freaking Rollins.
Thank you. Versus Finn Balor.
Yeah.
Seth Rollins. They're not going to drop that belt.
I think they're going to keep. I don't know. I'm 50-50 on it. I can see him keeping it in Rollins because Rollins is a good worker. People like him. He's hot at the moment.
They need to keep that belt on someone for a tenure. I'm not saying as long as Roman Reigns, but that belt is so devalued right now.
Mm-hmm.
That should be your coup. If they would bring back, I always said, they bring back a world belt that devalues. The world belt devalues, in my mind, the one that Reigns has. Universal or whatever the hell it's called this week. It changes week to week. You know, because your world championship should be worth more than your league so to speak, championship.
Yeah.
But they have it reversed right now because they can't. And I know that's by design, because you can't devalue what Reigns has done the last 1,000 some days. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. But you have to have that world belt have tenure on someone, whether it be a year, whether it be 6 months before you change it, to make it actually mean something.
I kind of agree where you're going, but yep. I also see a really nice lineup here for Finn Balor, Damian Priest matchup.
Okay. Okay.
So if if Seth drops it to Finn, I mean, you could do it either way. He drops it to Finn and then Money in the Bank's cashed in. And yeah. Priest takes it off in that way, but then Balor challenges him for it, you know, yeah. and then keep it that way. But either way, that means the Judgment Day look far superior now, because you've got Ripley with a belt. You've got Dirty Dom with a belt now. You know, you give Finn Balor the championship and you've still got Money in the Bank for Priest. They look unstoppable.
Right. You
know, it might be worth expanding the storyline that way as well. I'm not sure. This one's a 50-50 for me. I will be shocked if it's Finn Balor, but it could be. It could be. It depends on that. How they want to roll with it.
There's just so many different variables. Now, we don't have time to go through them all, but there's just so many different things you can do. And like, I care, but I really don't care who wins any of these matches, if you know what I mean. But as long as they do it right and don't just have someone win to win. Like I said, for the, the Asuka, Bianca Belair, and Charlotte Flair. Yeah. I look at that. I immediately go, that's going to be Charlotte. Now, are they going to have, I hope I'm wrong. I mean, we're not going to know till SummerSlam, but I go, Charlotte Flair is going to win that just because of Charlotte Flair. They want to put the belt back on Charlotte just because. I don't think that's the right reason to do that.
I agree.
You know, I mean, actually have something like give. I like what they're doing. Leave these titles. Like, okay, let me back up. Logan and Barris both know this. More Logan. I've discussed this with Logan more than the Rabbis, that at first we couldn't stand Roman Reigns having that belt.
Mm-hmm.
It came to where, and I'm going to reference this, where Kevin Owens and Roman Reigns had a... Was this during the Thunderdome era?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And where they had a feud. The forklift. Yep. And I said, we were watching it over your house, King, and I said, he should just put the forklift on him and pin him.
Yep.
Okay. We couldn't stand Roman having the belt. Fast forward a couple of years, I think I was over your house, Logan, and I went, you know what? Now, after it's had a little while to digest, and I kind of see what they're doing now, I think I looked right at Logan and went, I'm actually kind of digging what they're doing with Roman Reigns. And Logan looked at me and went, so am I. And so is there. Well, Rabbis also like to do it. Okay.
I know.
So,
I called it.
He but called here's it, the yeah. thing. Here's the thing that I'm going with is Roman Reigns has had that for 3 years now, right? 1,000 some days. Right?
Yeah. 1,000.
Okay. I don't remember. Yeah. I don't remember what the exact number is. But now that I look back in hindsight, I see what they're doing. I understand what they were doing now. At the time, I was going, I can't stand this. Get the belt off of them. I want the belt on someone else. Because Logan, a little while ago, is people like to see title changes. But Roman had that so long. And if they keep the belt on Asuka for so long, keep the belt on Gunther, he's at 400 days now. And the same thing with Rollins is... You know, and then whoever your U.S. champ is, keep these belts on people for a specific tenure. It gives validation to these championships. It actually makes them mean something again. That's my opinion of it. Is the longer someone has it is, okay, you have people chasing this. This belt actually means something now, and it's not just a prop or a toy getting passed around every few weeks to someone new. To me, that's old school. So, look at Mr. Perfect. How long did he hold on to that belt before he gave it up? Before they switched it over to Brett? Years, right?
Yeah,
or,
yeah,
no, I'm sorry, Texas Tornado. He had it for a year, you know, over a year. That gave validation to that belt that, hey, this belt means something. And that's my opinion on it. You guys might disagree with me, but the longer someone has it, it gives it more validation. And so that's why I don't think, like, Rollins isn't going to give up the belt. You're not going to see Gunther give up the belt. The only belt I see changing might be that women's belt. Ripley's not going to give up the women's world championship. It might be Asuka drops it to Flair. And then Flair will have it for who knows how long, or that'll be the one that bounces around.
Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, I think I've said this before, and, you know, that if she wins, I think that will make Charlotte Flair a 16-time world champion. But, you know, I always turn to people and I say, well, that means she lost it 16 times as well.
You could say the same thing about her dad, though.
Yeah. And I mean, if you put into, like, when her debut was, and that was 2012. So she has won the title right now 15 times in 11 years.
That's impressive, though.
That's an average, though, of like 1.3 loss. Like, you lose the title like every year, almost twice.
But that's impressive, though, because even though we all know, and all the marks out there know, it's all predetermined, right, Rabbis? It's all, and it's sometimes it's based on, even though that wasn't the plan, but it's how the crowd's going from week to week is, hey, you know what? This crowd's really popping for that. By the time we get to this pay-per-view, we might want to think about changing the strap. But that's saying something right there that they, you know, yes, Logan King, she lost it 16 times, but that's saying something that the company wanted to put it on you 15 times and have you the face of it 15 times. That's saying something right there.
I get what you're saying, but I'm saying it in response to what you were just saying. It cheapens the title when it gets changed. Because you think about it, even in its lowest form, you would need two title changes in a year for that to happen out of, say, three matches. Okay? It cheapens the title so much when it's bounced around every wrestler. You know, everyone's beating everyone at next pay-per-view. It cheapens it so bad. And you're right. The problem is with the women's champion, it's circular. It always comes back to fucking Flair. And it's
You just dropped the F-bomb right there. You went through the whole show.
It was a serious sentence. I had to throw it in there.
That's it. You got to put $10 in the jar. Oh, my gosh. Swear jar.
All right. Reigns versus Jay in tribal combat, which is basically an anything goes match.
Reigns. They're not going to have him drop it yet. They haven't figured out how to get rid of get the belt off of Reigns yet. Okay. So that's just what I'm saying. They don't know what to do yet.
I agree. I think Reigns will win it. I think it will be Jay will pin him for the full three, but, you know, ref won't see it or some such. And Solo will interfere and it's going to be normal bloodline craziness pretty much. But, yeah, I see them keeping it on Reigns for the time.
See, Rabbis might agree with me here. I actually want to ask you both on this, that I think they backed themselves in a corner where they don't know how to get the belt off of Reigns. Like, they don't know what to do. Is there any conceivable way to get the belt off of Reigns at the moment?
Yeah, Cody Rhodes him.
Yeah, but they already did that.
Yeah, which, you know, was done by a cheat. It was a cheat win, remember?
Yeah, I do. But
that's
the obvious reason, but I don't think there's a way to do it right now.
I think if you, after Brock Lesnar, Cody goes on, starts to do this again. They both mainline, they're both headline Mania again next year. They swap the belt to Cody then.
You think? Okay.
That's how I'm going with it, because right now you can't have Rollins have the belt. He already has a belt. There's nobody in that top tier right now who can take the belt apart from Rhodes.
Yeah.
You can't let Lesnar do
it. I mean, it's not like you're going to have Hulk Hogan come back. You know,
That probably could happen, actually, depending on how much cash Hulk needs.
Have you seen Hogan recently?
Yes.
He still looks good, but he's looking his age. That's all I'm going to say.
I watched an interesting thing on YouTube the other day, and it was basically a documentary called The Lies of Hulk Hogan. And this one guy goes through like everything Hogan said that was absolute bullshit, and calls him out on it. And it was crazy. Yeah. One of the lies was that Andre the Giant died like a week after Hogan body slammed him.
It was years after he died.
Exactly. But Hogan
body slammed him. I'm sorry.
Hogan had been telling the fans that he died a few days after, and it was because of Hogan's body slam.
I know.
Yeah, it's crazy shit like that. But yeah, some crazy lies.
Have you seen Hogan? Like his social media is like, he still looks good shape, but he looks his age. He's what, 69 years old?
Something.
He's starting to look his age.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, like, yeah, it's not like you're gonna have Sheiky Baby come back and beat him.
Sheiky.
Yeah. But Barris, I'm sad that we don't do any more tweets from the Iron Sheik. I know, right?
Those were fun. The Taylor Swift one was my favorite.
Yeah, I know. But what was that, Logan? What was that, King?
I said, regardless, I'm still looking forward to the pay-per-view.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good pay-per-view.
They got some good matches lined up. There are two stinkers with the women's champion and Trish and Becky.
No, but I think
the rest are actually watchable.
I think your bathroom break match is the Trish Stratus match.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm waiting for the negative email and negative comments from the fans. But no, regardless, your Ripley match is going to be a good match.
Yep. I agree.
I'm sorry. Ripley has good matches. It's not because I'm sweet on her. She does good matches.
She does.
And then your Shayna Baszler match versus Ronda Rousey.
I think it's gonna get hot in the ring.
Yep. Barris is gonna be the special guest referee.
Ooh, I'm gonna have to pat him down.
We're gonna have to make our phone calls up to Stanford, Connecticut, there, and make sure he's the referee for that match.
Barris's dream would be to special guest referee that match, and he would just sit in the corner on a stool and watch.
You would too. You know,
well, like, yeah. I said, I'd have to pat him down, make sure they don't have no foreign objects.
He's gonna be like
on the up and up,
and whoever wins gets the Barris. And they're both like, but Barris, what if we both win? No.
Double disqualification.
Yeah. I'll be the one winning tonight.
So, real quick, let's just review. So, you guys say Cody Rhodes.
Yep.
I'm saying Brock Lesnar for I don't know what reason.
Okay.
Do we all agree on Seth Rollins?
No.
No, that wasn't 50, the one we all 50. Agreed
on. I'm 50-50.
So you're not,
I'm not placing my bet. I'm not placing my bet until we get to the 1 week rule.
So, because
I need to see what goes on Raw and SmackDown this week.
So as of now, I am saying Logan's 50-50. I'm saying Seth Rollins. Barris, you are saying.
I'm saying Finn Balor.
Okay.
If not Finn Balor, then I'm saying Damian cashes in the same way Seth cashed in towards the end of the match. And
steals it, yeah.
And takes it.
Okay. So then we have the
crazy like that happening, man. Yeah.
Asuka versus Charlotte Flair versus Bianca Flair. I think Flair. Everyone's saying Flair, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Prove me wrong, WWE. Prove me wrong, yeah, please.
Now, Logan, you said these were the matches that were slated, like Trish Stratus versus Becky Lynch.
Yeah. Becky's winning that.
Yep. Okay.
Roman Reigns versus Jey Uso. I am saying Roman Reigns.
I'm saying Reigns as well.
Okay. Yep. And then what were the other ones?
Really, Logan Paul versus Ricochet. So
Logan Paul. We're all saying Logan Paul. Actually, I'm saying Ricochet on that one. I think I said Ricochet the first time.
Me and Harrison.
I have up until the bell rings to change my guess.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that, audience.
I'm doing Gunther versus McIntyre.
Gunther. I told you, you know, I explained to you why Gunther's going to win.
I'm going with Gunther as well.
And then we already said Rhea Ripley, right?
Ripley's going to win. Yeah, easy.
So there you have it. Audience, is Logan, as the King has told you in the past, that what we like to do, maybe the King would explain this better. Like, what we like to do is we guess and we
guess, and some pay-per-views when we do, especially Rumble, who's going to be special coming in Rumble, things like that. There are time limits you can't change. Normally what we do is if you picking a match, you can't change your mind after the bell rings. Now some pay-per-views, like I said, we have extensions on that. Like,
yes,
you can't do it a week before, you know, after a week before it, that's it, you can't change your you can't change a thing. And then what we'll do is it means absolutely nothing, but we just like to rag on each other with who loses.
Yeah. But like you said, most of the time it's up until, like you've even explained to your wife, we have until the bell rings.
The bell rings. Normally, yes. if it's just the highlighted match, who's going to win X or Y, then yeah, to the ring. If it's a once in a lifetime Mania match.
Rumble, we did that as well. You can have until the first two participants of any Rumble are in the match, and you could say, no, I think this person is going to win. Once that bell rings, you can't change your guess.
Yeah.
So, but okay, there you have it, audience. That's our predictions for the SummerSlam 2023 edition of what's going to happen. Let us know what you think's going to happen. You know, we'll be interested to see. Right, guys?
Yes. Yes, we would.
Yeah. Rabbi Barris is over there doing something with Howard the Duck. I don't know. Rabbi.
He's sleeping.
What were you doing with Howard the Duck over there?
I was reading the comic.
Again? How many times are you going to read that one comic?
Well, no, I got a stack of comics over here. I got to stay within the storyline.
You got 35, a stack of 35 comic books are all the same damn comic.
No, it's character.
No, it's all. I came over and looked, and King was with me. It's all of issue number 3.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You're full of snot.
No one's even hot in issue number 3.
Jesus, you're still going after Leah Thompson, aren't you?
Oh, you. Well, back in the day, yeah.
When was that? When does that movie come out? 1980 what?
Oh God, 80 what? I'm still the greatest Marvel movie of all time.
86. You're going after 1986. 84. Leah Thompson. You hear that, yeah. King?
The crimped hair. Oh no, the crimped hair, the mini skirts, the leather mini skirts. She was hot back then.
I'll have to give you that one. She still looks pretty good right now. Anyway. No, she does. She looks good for her age. You got to admit that. You're horrible, Barris. She's a horrible person. Shame on you, Rabbis.
Lord.
Rabbis, I got a question.
True or false?
I got a question, Rabbis. Are you ever going to give a spiritual wisdom again on this program?
Maybe.
No? Yes? Maybe. Okay.
Maybe.
Okay. We're not forcing you. I'm just asking. That's why I'm asking, because you know what? Our audience would probably love to have the spiritual wisdom again. I know Logan would, but Logan is putting something up here in our studio. Yep. We have this TV in the middle of our studio where our three desks are. Logan has his booth on one side of the room. Rabus's desk is over there. I'm over here. And we have this big screen TV that we present things on. Logan just presented Howard the Duck paraphernalia up on it.
Yep.
Okay. And one of them says Howard the FU double, yeah, WWX. What is going on here? What are you doing, King?
Nick, I was just perusing the interwebs.
You're making the rabbits excited now.
Nothing wrong. Hey,
there's that picture with the crimped hair and everything, and yep.
Don't make me. I'll. You know, if you want to get excited,
what?
This is the kind of the paraphernalia you got to share right there.
No, that you just ruined it now, okay? Because Vicky, put you up on the screen again. You are gorgeous, okay?
She is.
The problem is he made it sound old man dirty, okay? And now I can't look at the picture without feeling
yes,
like
you can.
Out. Like, because all I'm going to hear now is JD going, well, if you want to get excited, look at this.
He's giving instructions.
Hey, Logan. Hey, you know what?
Here.
This will get you excited right here.
Oh no.
Here you go. You've seen this one before. Okay.
The point is, though, why do you want to keep on showing me pictures that are going to get me excited? What
why
is
not?
Wrong
there you
with
go.
You?
There you go, right there.
Miss Jenny, that's not how you wear a bra.
She actually, hey, Logan, remember she actually explained that picture one time she was on and she was just like, oh my gosh, you're falling out.
yes,
she did. She did because ladies and gentlemen,
show, you gotta go listen to her when she's on the show. She's hilarious.
She is. Oh, dude, Jenny is a great gal. Oh my gosh. She's one of us. She's one of the guys, so to speak. You know, she'll just tell you how it is.
Can't we change the Ring the Bell Radio website just to have the background of Jenny like that? Because I guarantee you we get a lot more clicks.
Hey, yeah, Logan, I'm going to get you a bigger knife. You're laying it on kind of thick there now. Yeah, you know, you're making the rabbits excited over there. What are you doing?
I'm just sitting here.
So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Ring the Bell Radio Wrestling Podcast here with your great host, King Logan.
Yes, yes.
Your spiritual leader, Rabbi Barris, and I am JD. You could listen to every one of our past shows. Go to ringthebellradio.com. Click the big red button that says listen to the podcast. You can hear all of our past shows. You can also listen to us on Spotify or your favorite podcast platform, whichever one you prefer. Most likely we're there. If you'd like to send us an email, ringthebellradio@gmail.com. Also, if you have hate mail, address it to Rabbi Barris. He loves the rabbi hate mail.
That's all I get.
Yes, you can also follow us on the Twitter, Instagram, and we are also on TikTok. You know, if you like to hear some previews of our shows, we are on TikTok, and you can get a hold of us on there. So I don't know if the King or Rabbis has anything else they would like to say before we wrap up on this program.
No, I'm golden.
He's like Golden Grams over there. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. L A Knight.
L.A. Knight.
Yeah, I can't do that one.
Oh, yeah, we have the L.A. Knight here on Ring the Bell Radio. I'm going to be coming over to you, Barris. Oh, yeah, where's my Slim Jim?
I can't do that voice today. I don't know why. You know, but anyway, Gentleman George has sent us a message. He wants to get a hold of you, Logan.
Jeez.
Or no, I'm sorry, not Logan, Barris. Ferris. He's over in Aspen, Colorado right now. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. So probably still under our bus.
It was actually a voicemail message that Sharon gave us. He's angry with you right now.
Oh, anyway. So no.
Yeah. He's, apparently you left him there. Yeah. Oh, so anyway, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. Where, what's that?
I think that's where we left him. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wasn't told.
So, ladies and gentlemen of our audience, King Logan's over there for the Rabbi Barris. I'm JD. We will see you next time. So long. L-A-9.